Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. With training camp just a few days away, let's do a little preview of the defense, and the best way to do it is talk to the Giants defensive coordinator, Perry Fuel. Perry, how are you?
Very good, John. How are you?
All right, let's start on the defensive line first. You have a ton of guys in that defensive line meeting room, and a lot of guys with different unique skill sets that are good at different things. Are we going to see in your defense this year a lot of mixing and matching based on down distance, who's going to be in and what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, I think you'll see a lot of mixing and matching, period, because of the skill set those guys have and the unique things that they bring to the table each and every week versus different opponents.
All right, in terms of your defense overall, looking at the defensive line production last year in terms of sack numbers, which a lot of people get obsessed with, not where I'm sure you want it to be, but how much of that has to do with the fact that you didn't stop the run as consistently as you needed to on first and second down?
Oh, it has a lot to do with that. I mean, to be successful, we have to do a much better job this year of stopping the run on first and second down to create those opportunities. And in addition, you know, there's the style of quarterbacks has changed in the league too. You know, so the running quarterback, it decreases your opportunities to get sacks.
Is there something you can do schematically to improve that run defense, or is it just a matter of, you know, being better at the point of attack?
You know, we've really worked hard schematically as well as just technique-wise at being better at run defense. So I'm looking forward to when the pads come on to see if that improvement continues.
In terms of putting pressure on the quarterback, what's your overall philosophy in terms of bringing extra men, not just your front four, to put pressure on the quarterback? Because obviously it does open up opportunities in the passing game for other teams if you don't get there.
Yeah. Oh, I love to bring the rain or the blitzes, as people say. It really, the front end and the back end have to work together. If we're working in unison, if we're playing together as a team, then we definitely like to showcase our blitzers and find people in our defense that can enhance that for us. But we also have a talented front four. So, you know, the combination of both is good for our defense.
You know, a lot of fans will come up and they'll try to simplify it. Like, well, why don't you just play press coverage, blitz five or six guys, you throw the receiver and quarterback to the rhythm, you get sacks. Explain why it's not that simple.
Well, obviously, down and distance, you know, takes precedence. The second thing is matchups. Football has become like basketball in a certain sense that you have to match up with different personnel. And then the quarterbacks, their unique skill set to scramble, to get away from pressures or to create running lanes. If you call a pressure versus a run, it's a pass pressure versus a run, you can give up a big play, etc. So there's a lot of factors that are involved in why you don't just play press man all the time. And, you know, sometimes you don't have press man cover guys.
What can you do in practice with these guys in the meetings to try to get them more consistent from week to week? Because one week they might look like world beaters, the next week, not so much.
Yeah, really, you know, that's one thing that we've tried to work on during the offseason as coaches, is just talking about how we can become a more consistent football team. And Coach Coughlin has emphasized that too, for us to develop a consistency. One, we have to stay healthy as a football team. I think that's real important, that, you know, we play it together as a unit, that we can keep 11 together, and then those guys that are understanding their roles come out and do a great job in supporting their roles.
And a big part of that is preventing some of the big plays in the secondary. How do you do that? And what do you see from some of the younger guys like Prince heading into year number 3, Jaron heading into year number 2, and what type of progress do you see them making this year?
Well, I thought it was a very good offseason for Prince. This was really one of the first offseasons he's had a chance to practice the entire time in our separate periods and our OTAs and our mini camp. And so I thought he made great progress. And it's exciting to see the progress that he's made. And we look forward to that in the fall. Jaron Hosley, he's a very talented young man. And so for him to hear the calls, understand the calls, and when I say hear and understand, he can now associate, oh, this happened to me last year. I was in the wrong leverage. Now I can know how to play this call now. So, you know, we look for him to progress a lot more as the training camp continues.
Before we say goodbye, I should ask you about the linebacker position. Is every spot pretty much up for grabs here? Is this an open competition for all three linebacker spots heading into training camp?
You know, I think defensively it's open competition. But as you look at our linebackers, I think that Mark Herzlich's done an excellent job. I think Spencer Paysinger's done an excellent job. I think Dan Connor's done a nice job. It's good to have Jaquan Williams back. And those guys bring a unique skill set to our football team. There are other guys that have stepped up, and we're looking at Aaron Curry, and Kyle Bosworth. So, yes, it is open competition to a large degree, but we kind of understand what their skill sets are.
A lot of people will say, since you play that three safety package a lot and you bring that guy down in the box, that the linebacker position may be not quite as important as it has been in the past, overall in the NFL in general and in your defense. Do you agree with that assessment, or is that just simply a matter of personnel decisions last year and matchups?
I think it's a matter of personnel decisions and just matchups, you know, trying to match up the right skill sets.
Perry, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Giants defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. Training camp just a few days away. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all the official coverage.